You are listening to the Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name is Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Monday, January 15th, 2007. Well, here we go again with another student-teacher situation. Well, it's not a teacher having sex with a student, but it's a teacher putting a student into a chokehold because she is breaching the school dress code, and the student being charged with battery after this whole incident. This comes out of Palm Beach Gardens High School. A male assistant principal entered a girl's locker room after he noticed a strapless top that a 17-year-old Sabrina Hendron was wearing. All of a sudden now, what prompted the assistant teacher to resort to such tactics? Hendron says nothing. She says she has witnesses to back her up. The school district says that there are witnesses to say that the assistant principal was justified in using force. A dress code violation leads to a student being charged with battery, a assistant principal who will probably lose his job, and it makes you wonder, if it was just a dress code violation, why not deal with it later? Send a letter to the parents or a phone call to the parents? How important are dress codes in school? Well, with all the bad publicity that's going on out there over teachers having sex with students and teachers videotaping students without their permission, teachers, who are very admirable, in my opinion, do not need more bad publicity. I spent 5 years on the local school board here where I live. I put 4 kids through school, and I'd be quite upset if a teacher choked out one of my kids because they were breaching a school dress code, and I'd be even more upset if my kid assaulted the teacher. Is that dress code violation worth all this? You be the judge. I'm Dana Pretzer.